and nope. opinion.
No.
The views and opinions of Ozzy V are for entertainment purposes only and do not represent the views and opinions of Flesh Wound Features, Flesh Wound Horror, or any of their respective affiliates and podcasters. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent. It currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first, world famous juggler Greg Larson. Greg, I have a very important question for you momentarily. And also with us, Flesh Wound producer Todd. Now you'll notice I omitted a particular line in my regular intro where I say, welcome to Flesh and Flesh, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. I have a theory. This week we reviewed The Lost Skeleton of Cadavra, and I didn't think it was quite applicable for me to say your and our favorite, because I truly feel that this film was suggested as a joke to piss me off. And Greg, I know you suggested it, and I also know that you would suggest a horrible movie and you would sit through it too, just so I would sit through it. Like, you would do that.
He's been pushing this for a year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'll wait till the initial thoughts on this film. We're gonna show this trailer first, and I will say that the trailer was enhanced in a positive way. Shut up, Todd, especially if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast. You're not just going to hear some random music. You're actually going to hear a voice that's going to be reading out what is written out on the screen. So we had The Lost Skeleton of a Cadaver this week released at a film festival on October 8, 2001, with a limited release on March 12, 2004 via TriStar. Todd, I guess I would, if you would please do the honors, but there's no honor in airing this trailer. There's just...
Never a motion picture like this! A supreme shock sensation of our time! Do you dare see The Lost Skeleton of Cadavera? He was a man of science.
Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science? It could mean actual advances in the field of
science. He was a man of evil. They were aliens from outer space!
Aliens? Us? Is this one of your Earth jokes?
It was a mutant that killed for kicks! And the most horrifying fiend mankind has ever known! The Lost Skeleton of Cadavera!
I have risen!
May God have mercy on us all.
See! The titanic battle for world supremacy! See! The unbridled fury of Anamala! See! The sensuous dance of the aliens! Years in the making on the world's most spectacular locations! A cast of thousands, a cost of millions. Filmed in the miracle of Skeletorama, new screen wonder of the age.
You don't know The Lost Skeleton of Cadavera, but you will.
You'll be sterilized with fear. The Lost Skeleton of Cadavera. It's another Scream Gem from the company that gave you Zombies of Murataw and Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes!
You know, God is a special guest.
I see your skeleton as a special guest. I see it. Now, usually when we have a film that is a good film that I can just jump into talking about, I can come back from the trailer and start talking about it. But if you're listening to the audio version, I'll just have you know my arms were crossed when we came back from the trailer, because that's exactly how I felt throughout this entire movie. I have said plenty of my initial thoughts, barely leaving any time actually for any of you guys to talk. So I apologize in that instance. But Greg, can you tell me how you found out about this movie?
I think our good friend Tracy told me about it. I believe she was the one who introduced me.
I don't know if yeah. I can call her a good friend.
Well, oh, okay. I'm sure he's about to unfriend her on Facebook if they are.
No, I think it's going to be the reverse if any audio of this is out. Go ahead. Okay, so was this like at a break room one day that it was here or just suggested?
Yeah. This is a break room that was mentioned, and that it was funny. So this movie, for anyone who's not seen it, is a spoof and an homage to the old B sci-fi movies. So they know they are intentionally poorly acting in this film. Like, the whole bit of this is that they know how bad it is and they play it up great. Oh no, Ozzy.
No, Todd.
Okay. I agree with you. My thing with it is, I think it would work better as like a 30-minute short than a full 90-minute feature. Kind of wears out its runtime because I get the joke and it's funny, but then it kind of goes on a little too far. That's my only issue. And the fact that there's three of these.
There's three? I only knew of two.
Oh, yeah. There's a third one.
Excellent.
We will be covering the entire series.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a conversation for another time. Now, just a little bit more information. This is rated PG with the 90-minute runtime. As Todd mentioned, it is written and directed and starring Larry Blamire as Dr. Paul Armstrong, also starring Faye Masterson as Betty Armstrong. Now, this had a budget of $100,000. And as Greg mentioned, it's a parody of the B-movies from the 50s. So we reviewed a parody called Airplane, didn't we?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Would you say Leslie Nielsen was trying to poorly act? Or Robert Stack or Peter Graves?
What they were parodying wasn't things that had bad acting. Those old films had incredibly cheesy, poor acting. So comparing parody of two different things... Okay. I mean, it doesn't
Here's where it strikes me as odd, and where I would agree with Todd that this would work as a small bit as opposed to an entire feature, because the thing about these B movies from the 50s, yeah, it was horrible acting, but the people were actually trying to act. And the only thing I kept thinking when watching this is they're trying to poorly act. So instead of, and it loses, it's kind of like, it's fun, because the fun part about these B movies from the 50s, these people legitimately trying to act, and this is what comes out. You actually get a sense of this is coming from them, sure, but on here I'm getting a filter of somebody laughing at the joke. You know what I mean? If this was played seriously, and if maybe Dr. Paul Armstrong didn't rush through his lines, it wouldn't make me so pissed off, because I wouldn't think I'm watching a high school production played by 60-year-old.
Speaking of bits that have gone on too far, I got to move him. That's my son's, by the way. He wanted the skeleton.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It was a big deal. I was like, okay.
But, there was plenty of moments throughout the movie. One I had wrote down specifically. I mean, I don't have any my favorite scene of this movie was the end credits. You know, I got to hit end. That was my favorite scene. I'm dead being serious. But one thing I wrote down specifically was the dinner scene. Because in this, there's so much. It's so convoluted. I just get angry. Like, because like Todd said, if this was like 20 minutes, I could see it work of like a extended Saturday Night Live sketch. Sure. But like, man, we're like an hour in and I'm like, what is happening right now? Anyway, but there's a scene where they have to say all this dialogue and then, you know, humor happens. I don't want to spoil anything because, and also explaining it would make me go up a freaking wall. But I just thought to myself, that scene would have been 10 times funnier if nobody just said anything and you had the one individual eat like they would have and then just them follow and you would just have to see by the looks on their faces. But you know what? I seriously thought this was a joke. Like I thought like, oh, if he thought,
well, it is a joke.
No. But I mean, I thought the suggestion of it was a joke because if it was like, oh, if he thought once bitten was bad, this is going to be great. We might have to go to that. And then here's another thing is what drives me insane. I mean, you can have these parodies, right? Like, look at, okay, Black Dynamite is a movie we have coming up. Okay. And I don't mean to jump ahead, but in that movie, people still dressed in the time that they were parodying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy was dressed like he was from the late 90s. You know what I mean? Nobody was wearing their pants at the hips in the 50s and wearing the shirt out with their cuffs rolled up. Like, look at the professor from Gilligan's Island. He wore it at the waist. And it just kept thinking to me like, I'm watching an indie film from the 90s that was converted from color to black and white instead of just being filmed on black and white film. And even the audio being, they couldn't, like, the audio couldn't be messed with to make it sound like it was from the 50s at least. Because it just feels like somebody just did this in their basement and didn't care about what the ultimate product was. They're just like, oh, we'll just get this out. It seemed half-ass as a parody. That's my own opinion on it. It's just totally half, like, they, oh, well, we don't have to be serious here because, you know, it's just a joke of a movie. So it doesn't matter if we look like we're dressed like from the 90s or we don't believe what we're saying. Just, I mean, because the people from the 50s, they actually believed what they were saying. It was horrible acting, but they believed what they were saying. It's like, and then the extended laughter scene with the evil, like, oh my God, I told Todd, me with the voiceover on the trailer was more fun than watching the entire movie. In fact, going to Todd's point about a short would work as a short joke, just watch the trailer. Watch the voiceover with the trailer.
No, that's with the voiceover.
No, I'm dead serious. Because that's the elite, that's the most authentic audio you hear in this entire travesty. So I mentioned my favorite part and lack thereof, Greg.
Oh, man.
You have a favorite part?
Of course I do. I have several, but I'm going to limit it to just one. The Amish terrarium. I died laughing. I won't say why she mentions Amish terrarium for anyone who does want to watch it. But then the following joke right after is, well, I thought the Amish lived outdoors, not glass houses. I died. It was so well written and delivered. I think it's great. It's like an entire movie of bad acting and dad jokes. Right up my alley.
It's bad acting and bad dad jokes. Like, they're not even good. Like, the delivery is not good. It's
oh, God.
When that's what you're going for? Well played.
God, it doesn't make any sense.
Todd?
I don't really have any like favorite scenes. Like, I like the premise, but like I said, it just overstays its welcome for me. Not one. I've seen it before. This is the second time, and I think I'm good. Ozzy, what was your favorite part?
I did the end. Scene. It was you know what? And I'm, that's even debatable because at the end I was pissed off. Like, my God!
I pitched the idea of doing the freeze frame gimmick with Ozzy. Like, we stop, look at the camera, just film it all to close this. But his response was not well, and he hadn't seen it yet. Once I got his reaction after seeing it, I know I wasn't going to get him to do it. Maybe I could have. He just could have done an angry middle finger.
Well, so when it comes to rating, I remember for the Once Bitten episode, I refused to rate it. I think in this case, this gets my coaster award. And that would mean if I had a DVD of it, I would use it as a coaster. So I'm giving one of those out a year. And I think this has won it for the year of 2021.
You already did it then technically with the other one.
With Once Bitten? No. I didn't say I gave it my coaster award that I'm going to turn. I would.
You
use
just refused
this
to rate it.
I didn't think that there was a threshold this low.
You know, like, you rated Private School. I'm just going to say that right now.
That's so. At this point, you think Private School is better than both of those movies.
He knows it is, too.
By I will say Private series... School is better than this movie because they at least tried to, you know, be genuine instead of just, oh my God, like the dumbest. I feel like somebody punched me in the face. Somebody punched me in the gut and then pointed to somebody else. That was them. Like, that's like the amount of stupidity, like, of presenting that. And no, we were supposed to do this. Like, holy cow. You couldn't get one person, just have one, like, one guy that could have the right timing. That's what you could at least say about Once Bitten. Jim Carrey at least had that timing. He had that charisma. He had that presence. He knew how to deliver the lines at least. Then you forget this guy who wrote and directed it. Gee, who wondered who put him in the fucking spot? God!
I don't know. Like, Skeleton had some brilliant timing. I mean, his facial expression, his gesturing, I mean... It was spot on. And what about Bossy? How can you forget Bossy? Oh, good Bossy.
Can we let's hold on a second. I really want to talk about this Anamala thing. This person who all of a sudden went from four animals to one, but just acted like a cat. She just acted like a cat, like she was auditioning for Catwoman. I swear to God. And then all of a sudden, she's four creatures. And what the hell is going on? Then all of a sudden, she knows how to dance. He spends, 30 minutes telling her about specific words. Your name is this. Then all of a sudden, she knows all this other vocabulary. God damn. And those motherfuckers, like, this is bad. Like, it's not even funny because it's funny when stuff could actually make sense. Like, we watched National Lampoon's Vacation earlier this year. You know, it was wacky for Clark Griswold to be in the situations that he was in, but it made sense given the circumstances. This was just somebody just shit on a piece of film. God. What's your rating?
Who, me?
Yes.
I went in knowing this movie is bad and intentionally bad. And I was like, you know, should I rate it as a movie or should I rate it for how I enjoyed it? So I will rate it for how I enjoyed it. And it is a 5.
Biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard in my life. How many times have we reviewed other movies? We're like, you know, I got to think about other 5 movies. I got to think about History of the World. I got to think about Airplane. I got to think about Spaceballs. And then you want to put this? You want to put this in the category with those? Are you? No. You're doing
because I laughed.
I know what you're doing. Stop it. You're being ridiculous right now. You cannot be serious. You cannot be serious.
I hate to say it, but I love
it. You don't hate to say it. You love saying it.
Well, I do. You're right. I laughed so hard at this movie. Like, it is the whole movie. I am having like laugh out loud moments, which I did alone, like not with other people influencing the laugh. Like this was all like genuine joy from how dumb. And it's like, you could be dumb and it's not funny, but you go way past dumb. And it's like a, it's like you go on to the other, that you just come full circle. And I'm like, that reached the level of so dumb. I love it. Five.
Rate it as a movie.
Oh, it's like a 1.5.
And a half? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Still too generous.
Speaking of that rating, that's what I gave it, a 1.5.
I'm surprised you even gave it a full one.
Okay.
I
like the premise. Like I said, if it was a short, I would have had a lot more fun.
Because I mean, I think we were in the same boat, and well, not in complete same boat, but in the terms of like, by the fifth minute, we're like, oh, this is going to be a long one. the first scene, you're like, oh, okay. Oh, it's the same thing over and over and
brilliant.
Over
and genius.
I do not think you know what that word means.
Brilliant.
Ozzy, it has enough fans that not only was there one sequel, there was two sequels. Think about that.
That's right. That's
right. I could respond with a situation that would point out some very specific people. So I'm not going to do that.
That's a good thing.
But I will say that just because somebody spent money on it, which, by the way, is at a budget of $100,000. This movie that we just reviewed, $100,000. Greg, you loved this movie. It was a 5.
Oh, I do.
Can you see where $100,000 went?
Yeah, isn't that what made Clerks?
Todd, how much did Clerks do? No, I know Clerks was not 100. I think it was somewhere in the realm of like, it was less than 20, I think. Yeah. 16 or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I'm just saying, like Todd brought up, there's more of these than there are Airplane movies, since you want to bring up Airplane.
Oh.
Yeah, that might have been the line.
That was specifically to Ozzy.
Dump three times. Label them part 1, part 2, part 3, and say there's more movies of me taking a dump than there are Airplane movies. Ain't going to mean shit. It literally is shit, just like this movie is. What?
It's content. All right, before Ozzy has a stroke, do we have any final thoughts on this film? This
man, I am so glad I will never have to talk about this film. Watch this film. What?
Till part
no,
two.
No, no,
Patreon yes. Exclusive.
No,
yeah,
no.
Do you do it for the Patreons, Ozzy?
That's
watch
no.
along.
If we have a no, the only way I'm going to do that is if we have like some sort of watch along where I get to berate this bullshit it happens.
We do those too.
I'm no longer going to waste any paper. There is a tree that sacrificed part of their life so I would have a sheet of paper to write down notes on this garbage. I am not going to do that again. We do a watch along and then I could verbally berate it in real time as it deserves.
Well, I learned today that Ozzy doesn't have a sense of humor.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Are you crazy? Oh, my God.
What do we have next week, Ozzy?
Next week, we actually have a true piece of cinema.
Of shit?
Oh. No, a true piece of cinema, Todd. We have Ghostbusters finishing up our horror comedy month of October with November 1st, Day of the Dead, with the original Ghostbusters. That's right. I can't wait to talk about that because that's a good movie. And it's actually a real movie. Greg, don't! Don't!
I have a hot take on this movie when we watch it. Yep.
Oh.
I got notes and everything.
Oh.
Get some marshmallows.
Someone's getting
roast.
Canceled. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Well, I don't think we'll have much to disagree on.
Okay.
But anyhow, if you want to know what we're talking about, tune in next week as we will review and discuss the classic film Ghostbusters. Todd, Greg, you have anything else you'd like to say before we head out for the evening?
No. Good night.
Dance, Ozzy, dance. Dude.
You know what? I think me providing the voiceover for that trailer, like, puts me, like, on a... I'm good forever. I'm good for... It's like, he's not a dick because he provided... He made that trailer better. If you were to put that trailer, Flesh Wound Features, Lost Skeleton Cadaver with voiceover, it's going to be better. That's better than the movie. Mark my fucking words. So anyway, that's Flesh Wound producer Todd, world-famous juggler Greg. I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.